are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, so we are talking about personality disorders. We're joined on the line once again by Yolanda Rootman. Today, talking about supporting a loved one with a personality disorder. Now, loving someone with a personality disorder can be both rewarding and exhausting. It requires patience, education, and boundaries. Boundaries, boundaries. This episode is for the supporters, the friends, the spouses, the siblings, and the parents who want to help without losing themselves. This is a very important part of the conversation. So please make sure you engage with us if you've had any experience in dealing with a loved one who has a personality disorder. Let's talk about it. Yolanda, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Bongi. Always lovely to be with you guys.
Beautiful. Now, let's get straight into it, Yolanda. What are some of the emotional challenges that family members and friends can face when supporting someone with a personality disorder?
Family and friends often face emotional exhaustion. Mm-hmm. So that continuous give and take within that relationship. So there's that emotional burnout that you get, confusion and guilt. Mm-hmm. So they might feel like they're walking on eggshells constantly around this individual, or they are constantly in crisis mode. It can be hard to set boundaries without feeling selfish. But I think that's true for most people. And over time, many supporters experience burnout, resentment, or even isolation. Mm. And that's why understanding personality disorders and having their own support systems are so important for family members and friends to not just be that support for others, but have their own.
Right, right. And how can loved ones educate themselves in order to respond with empathy rather than frustration? I mean, obviously, some frustration here and there. How do we make sure that as we respond, we have empathy and we have respect and understanding?
So the best way loved ones can respond with empathy rather than frustration is by educating themselves about the nature of personality disorder. Mm-hmm. Now, in me saying that, that's a very slippery slope, mainly because we did talk about what may be some cause of personality disorder. And although we don't know the exact cause of personality disorder, it is believed that it's an emotional vulnerability that developed and then was met with an invalidating environment. Mm. So if we look at that as a cause, then it is a fair assumption to say that it's in the family unit as well. Can you hear me?
We seem to be having a little bit of trouble with our line. I'm not sure if you can hear me clearly, but I think we've got you back now.
Yes, do you have me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly now.
Okay, perfect. So where did you lose me? Where must I go back to?
So you were talking about how, you know, instead of invalidating someone's feelings as they when they express them.
Oh, yeah. So it is important to state and understand that, you know what, it's emotional. This personality disorder very often develop because there's this emotional predisposition within the person, right, and then that being met with the invalidation in the environment. Mm. So that assumption is that within that family unit, there's more than one person that's struggling with emotion regulation. Is there might be some trauma within that family unit. So one of the aspects that's very important within that is that the individuals and the family unit themselves look at what was some of the emotion regulation and things that we can work on ourselves. And understanding that these patterns often stem from early trauma and emotional invalidation.
Right, right. And now this part here about setting boundaries. So what are healthy ways to set those boundaries without causing guilt or resentment? I don't even know. Sometimes I wonder if that's even possible. I feel like as soon as we try to set boundaries already, I'm just like, I'm feeling so guilty. I feel bad. I want to help. I want to be there for you. And like you've just said, I don't want to invalidate your feelings. But now it's starting to encroach into my own, you know, my own health. How do we set those boundaries?
Bunga, I always have to ask, why is feeling guilty such a bad thing? They're just emotion. They're very true. We want to avoid information about ourselves. And yes, unfortunately, sometimes we do feel guilt because it's kind of like it goes against the ideal that we wanted. And that's where that guilt feeling is coming from. It's not that you're doing something wrong. It's just that you're not achieving the ideal that you put out as the expectation. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's kind of letting that feeling a little bit guilty if you are making decisions that are in the best interest for yourself and the people within that unit, then live with that guilt a little bit because it's not a bad indicator. Okay. So when setting that's an important point. So when setting boundaries with someone who has a personality disorder, the key is to be calm, clear and compassionate. Mm-hmm. So be compassionate, validate those feelings, but don't invalidating say, but this condone that behavior. So I see that you're feeling this and I'm sorry that you're going through this. Mm-hmm. I validate this, but it still doesn't give you the right to act in this way. This behavior is still not okay. And I'm still putting a boundary in that.
Sure. That's a very interesting point that you make. I've never thought about the fact that, I mean, feeling guilty is not necessarily a bad thing. I never thought that because, I mean, oftentimes we feel guilty because we've done something bad. So I think that's why it's kind of attached to negativity. But if we just learn to sit with that discomfort when we know we haven't done anything wrong, then that's, I guess that would help us.
Exactly, exactly. So sometimes now we learn something about guilt as well today.
Exactly. All right. Very interesting. Now, when is it appropriate to involve professional to see counseling as a family?
So for me, it's always a good idea to involve professionals when the relationships feel constantly overwhelming, communication breaks down, or there's any impact on functioning of the person or functioning of the unit. So that's always the number one indicator that, hey, maybe we want to look for some support outside of this unit because we ourselves can't provide the structure.
Okay. Okay. And is there any time it's better to just do it yourself or go to YouTube University and learn about things on Google University? Or, you know, are there any situations where that would suffice?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think, but that's just general advice I would give. Like if you know someone in your life with a personality disorder or you yourself have a personality disorder, knowledge is always key. Mm-hmm. Educate yourself, know more about this. Even if you're sitting and listening to this today and you don't have someone in your life, the chances are somewhere you might come across someone like that or know someone. So educating yourself, knowing more about that is great. Professional involvement isn't always a need. And that's why I say the key indicator for me is when you yourself or the family unit can no longer provide that structure. There's breakdown.
Yeah. I always feel like the danger with, you know, I understand the need to educate oneself and, you know, see what Google says about this or what YouTube says about this. But like I said, the other day you were talking about narcissistic personality disorder. And I remember a time not too long ago where if you just went onto social media, it seemed like everybody's ex was a narcissist.
Everyone's a narcissist. Everyone.
Everybody's mother was a narcissist. Everybody's ex was a narcissist. And I was like, how is everybody narcissistic? What's going on here?
No, if someone says something you don't like, they're a narcissist.
Exactly.
And I think colloquially people have kind of grabbed onto that term. But a true diagnosis of narcissism is actually really scarce. It's not as common as people think. Yeah. I think it's kind of a scapegoat that I don't want to learn about emotions or actually do the work in dealing with it.
Yeah.
Or acknowledge my involvement or take responsibility. So it's easier to just be like, oh, they're a narcissist. Yeah. Or I'm a narcissist. Or
exactly.
So yeah,
that's where the danger comes in, because then all of us turn into psychologists and psychiatrists who think we can all diagnose. But anyway,
definitely
always room for learning. Now, what support resources are available for caregivers and supporters of someone with a personality disorder?
Well, there are support groups. So some institutions definitely have support groups. We ourselves here at Vista, we don't have support groups for family members, but we do have DBT groups for individuals who struggle with emotion regulation that have personality disorders. And then you can also find support groups online and social media platforms. So, and then once again, if there's maybe a more individual need, you can reach out to psychologists or psychiatrists in your area.
Okay. All right. Final thoughts, final words that you'd like to share with somebody who might be dealing with someone in their family or in relationship with someone who has some kind of personality disorder?
I think it is, for me, it's always that thing where it's saying it's not something that you are doing. There's nothing wrong with you. It is something went wrong in the situation. You know, it's almost like this isn't I did something wrong. Something happened to me. And when we kind of make that shift and realize, but just because I'm feeling this doesn't mean I don't have to take responsibility in improving this. So it is our responsibility to learn skills, to learn how to show up for ourselves, to get that therapy, to want to better ourselves. And that would be my two cents to leave with the audience today.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Yolanda, for coming through. And we'll be continuing the conversation on Friday. God bless you.
Thank you, Bongi. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Right. You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.